Hello, friends. John Horn, your speaker, and we're going to press a little more now about what puts away sin. As a matter of fact, in this broadcast and in the one that is to follow, we're going to see from the Word of God what takes sins away, what takes our fears away, and then finally what takes our doubts away. However, let's turn now to the book of Revelation, the very first chapter, and we shall read just one verse there. It's found in the fifth verse, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. I wonder if you belong to that company, to the redeemed of the Lord. And you can say, well, thank God, that is true in my experience. I'm depending on the blood. Now, if you were to go on just a little further in the very same wonderful book, that is in Revelation chapter 5, and if you were to read there at about verse 9, you'd come across this amazing verse which says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." And so the innumerable company of the redeemed of the Lord will sing redemption song through the ceaseless ages of eternity. And may I remind you that they and they alone will be in the glory land who know the value of the precious atoning blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we have sometimes sung, "What can wash away my sin?" And then the answer to that question, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yes, friends, we're glad to tell you that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Now, I wonder today if you belong to that group of the loved of the Lord. And I tell you, that's a marvelous expression. That is to say, the verse that we began with, "And from Jesus Christ," and you can be sure that what comes from our Lord Jesus Christ is good. If you were to turn, for instance, to the Epistle of James, the very first chapter, and about verse 17, you'd read, "Every good and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, nor shadow cast with turning." And so, we read in this first chapter of Revelation, and verse 5, "And from Jesus Christ," and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth. Oh, how princely he is. Indeed, we can think of him, those of us who have been reached and saved in that respect. And then, you know, it goes like this: "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Now, friends, I'm going to heaven, not because of any merit on my part. I'm going to heaven because that blessed one who was sent from God has purged me, has put away my guilt, has put away my sins by his own precious blood. Yes, friends, there's cleansing in that blood today for you. And you know, Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, "Without the shedding of blood there is no remission." Now, it doesn't make any difference where you go. You can think of saints in this dispensation, or you can think of tribulation saints. All will know, who are in the glory land, who are come into the good of what God offers, the value of his precious, unspeakably precious blood. And that's how Peter speaks of it in his first epistle. But now there's just one thought further I press as the time is gone. And that's found in the first chapter of the epistle to the Ephesians. And about verse 7 it says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And all who come to him, and all who are his saints, all who are his own, are able to say with Paul, in whom we have redemption through his blood, we are a redeemed people, and shall celebrate the matchless worth of our Lord Jesus Christ because of the gift of his Son and because of the value of that precious, precious, all-cleansing blood." And we'd urge upon all who listen in today, if you're troubled about the matter of your guilt and your sins, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Find yourself under the precious blood, and your guilt and sin for sins multitudinous would be gone once and for all, and yes, thank God, eternally. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.